Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Let's keep calm and mother on. Mothering is way too important to do alone and way too serious to be serious all the time. My name is Christy Thomas, and I am here shoulder to shoulder with you, mothering and enjoying life together. This is the podcast where you can focus on being mindful and taking a deep breath with me and learning new things so you can pause and savor the amazing life you already have. Today's podcast is totally an experiment that I've never done here before. It is a real life experience of something that I've really wanted to do for a while and finally was brave enough to do it because I took you along with me. And that is a float tank where you float in a pod for pain relief, stress relief, and better sleep. According to the National Institute of Health, as long as you are in good health, you will probably see beneficial treatments. That flotation rest has beneficial effects on relatively healthy participants. It was a small study done in 2014 in New Zealand, and it reduces stress, depression, anxiety, the worst pain, all decreased in optimism, sleep quality significantly increased, and mindfulness in daily life. So if you know about me, right, I'm all about increasing mindfulness in my daily life and enjoying life more, savoring the moments. And so when a new float tank place opened up in my town in December, then I bought some Groupons and I decided to jump in. And you're here listening to me. It is recorded in my car on a rainy day and it's recorded at the pod place. So it's a little bit echoey when you're in the actual pod room and then back home the next day and driving with me, reflecting on the experience. And so if doing a pod experience is out of your budget and out of your time, I get it. But I want you to experiment here with me because moms are not very good at taking care of themselves. And so I offer you this lived experience through me of trying something new, stretching my self-care, stretching how I'm nourishing myself. Because you matter, and I matter, and I'm so glad you're here on Earth. And who else is going to take care of you if you don't pause and do it? So that's what I want to say, and here is the whole thing. I am on my way to a sensory deprivation float tank. You can look it up on YouTube or Google it, but basically it's a pod. And initially it starts with like lights and music, and then it fades to darkness while you float for about an hour in it. It's got thousands of pounds of magnesium salt in it, and it's only 10 inches deep. So you just kind of float there and turn off to the rest of the world. So I really, really, really am excited about this. I bought this gift certificate in December. Continue. And I've been looking forward to it. And then I got nervous about it. And now I am doing it because I have the day off from teaching today. So I wanted to tell you about this because I'm nervous and because I think that moms don't give themselves enough breaks. I know that not everyone can afford float tanks or massages, facials, spa days. This I totally got. It's a Groupon deal. So there's ways to go about trying it, ways to ask for it, have your family members go in on it together. But I just want to give you this experience of trying something new and being nervous about it, even though you think it's going to be good for you. Because right now I've got like that nervous butterfly in my feeling because I am trying something new, kind of like the feeling that I would get if
I was going to go on a super long run or stretch myself in a way. Being in a tank for an hour with just a little bit of music and like darkness seems like it might be amazing or the worst thing ever. So that's what I'm feeling right now as I am about a couple minutes from arriving. Okay, I am parked. I'm here. I have my swimsuit with me and I'm about to go in, but it looks like an old bank. I don't know how this is going to feel like a spa on the inside, but let's get going. Okay, we're continuing the float pod experiment. I just did the training video, used the bathroom. Now I'm in the float pod room and I'm super excited to be here. You are supposed to put the earplugs in right away and then, wear what you want to in the pod. You're supposed to bring a swimsuit and then you shower and get in the pod for an hour. So let's see how this goes. The pod actually slides shut to the left, to the right. It's not a pull down, so that feels good. There's a spray bottle and a little towel to wipe your face in case salt water gets in your face. And I'll see you in an hour. I feel relaxed. I feel slow. My whole body feels soft. Once you're in the pod, they welcome you to the pod. You can pick the light setting you want. And then they play music for, I think, 15 to 20 minutes. And in that time, I kind of drifted off to sleep, I think. And I startled when the music changed. I don't really remember. And then after that, I did practice some breathing. And I tried to make sure that all the breathe with me practices of just letting thoughts float on and just drift through really accompanied me during that time. So I knew that I wanted to leave the spa relaxed. And so I tried to just let any thoughts float on. Like I was floating. And it literally felt like you were on a floaty. Like you were resting on a floaty, but it was really you in the water, and the water disappeared. It's kind of like that perfect temperature where you're sitting there and you know initially you got in water, but after a while, like you're just one with the water. And I can't say enough good things about it. My friends that have a float practice that kind of like help talk me into this, they're internet friends, so they couldn't come with me locally, but they have float practices and they're like, okay, it's going to take at least 3 times for you to really enjoy this and to get with it. And I can see why, because of the unknown and that beginner mindset of trying something new and deciding, am I good with the pod door shut? Do I want them open? I had the pod door shut the whole time, except for a little crack near the end where it felt like the air was humid and I wanted the pod like slightly cracked. And then the other thing is that I had the lights off. And so I really, because my phone was far away, right? My watch was off. The time blindness of it, I think, is my favorite part here. That there was no way to check, besides pressing the call button to the attendant, about how long you were in there. During the last 5 minutes in the float, music does slowly start to play. And like, I put my head above the water to be able to hear it better. But then I realized because of the earplugs you're wearing, the speakers are in the water, and so it's actually easier to hear the announcement, like, your time is up, and hear the music that's supposed to lull you back to consciousness, or bring you back to consciousness, not lull you, but, like, help you wake back to consciousness, that is heard better in the water. And then I took a nice hot shower, and I made sure to bring a beanie with me to keep my head warm after, and some cozy clothes. And I am totally rethinking what is on the rest of my to-do list today. Like, what is the priority? because really I just want to carry this cozy feeling, this calm, this joy, this all is well, all will be well vibe with me for as long as possible. I will check in later in the day. I've got to go drive and I'm going to go get some sushi for lunch because that's like my favorite nourishing lunch when I'm by myself. And I'm going to read a book and have a book reading sushi lunch. And I'm going to check in later in the day to see how this vibe is going, right? Like my kids are still going to need a mom and I still have some domestic household care tasks that I need to do. But what can I let go of? The Modest Mouse song, Let Us All Float On, is stuck in my head. And the other song that's kind of viral on Instagram, like, I think I'm going to enjoy this little life. Those are on loop in my head. And I think I'm going to go find them on Spotify and play them and just let myself chill. I can see why this would be such a great gift if I had little kids still, right? The idea of no one touching me, that I didn't even touch the walls of the float tank for an hour. Like initially I bumped them, but like after you're steady and calm, you're just kind of floating and no one's touching you and you're not touching anything. And the darkness, this is going to be my new gift for moms that are overwhelmed. Maybe even more than a massage. Wherein you're like touched out and sensory overwhelm is such a big thing. I think I'm sold. I think I'm going to look into a membership.
Okay, I'm home. I had to drive through some nasty rain and slow traffic. That's how it always is around here. And I still have that very calm vibe. I picked up a salad instead of sushi, and I'm going to like curl up with a heavy blanket and read a book until I'm needed. And while I was getting my salad, then I picked up like the easiest dinner ever, breakfast for dinner, that my kids will have tonight, my family will have tonight. And I just still feel like so relaxed. Okay, update. I had an amazing night of sleep. I was a little bit wired up at bedtime and I was nervous because I taught a class from 8 to 9 p.m. and that always hypes me up because I love talking to moms and parents, but really moms because that's who signs up for my classes most of the time. And that always hypes me up because it feels like I'm doing exactly what I should be doing. You know, that soul work sort of thing. So I was a little bit nervous that I wouldn't be able to sleep. But when I fell asleep, I slept hard and deep. I didn't wake up at all. I feel so relaxed. In fact, this morning as I was drinking my coffee and getting ready for the day, I was thinking that like I can just close my eyes and try to remember what it felt like to be in the tank. And I instantly feel the feeling of what it felt like in the tank, like that complete weightless experience where you're just kind of there. You're one with the atmosphere. Like you don't notice the water, you don't notice the air temperature, and you're just there floating. And yeah, that just like came over me in a wave and I felt that whole relaxation again. I really can't wait to book this again. I want to tell you more about the stats and the science of why floating is important and why you should try it too. But the goal isn't to sell you on floating for this episode. The goal is to get you to try something new to nourish yourself. I think that so often we're a little bit scared of taking the time to take care of ourselves. Either we're scared because it's going to trigger big feelings and those feelings feel overwhelming and then we need to consider if we need therapy or whatever it is, right? So don't be afraid of nourishing yourself. There is only one you in this universe. Mathematically, like there is you and you are a miracle, the combination of exactly what makes you you. And I am so glad to know you, so glad to have you here. and you are worth taking care of. So that's what I want to remind you here this morning. And yes, I have booked my second float. It was so enjoyable. And I can close my eyes and it's been almost a week later and I can still find that feeling, that vibe. And I'm excited to try it again. I've been told it takes 3 or 4 times to really get relaxed enough to feel benefits quickly because it is new and strange. And if you are someone that doesn't enjoy the water, it's probably not for you. You are floating on your back for an hour. Now, it is very comfortable. The water is very warm. You become one with the water. And here are some physical benefits, according to the company's website of the place I went to. There's good increased blood circulation to your joints, and that helps with pain. There's healing abilities of the magnesium. There's pain management, increased immune system function with getting that rest and relaxation. And it helps with soreness because of the magnesium with athletic training. Now, the mental benefits, like I said at the beginning, the National Institute of Health has some reports on their website, and I'll link to one. But stress reduction, increased creativity, increased reaction time, and sensory acuity. So, like, your senses are heightened after this experience. It can help with your sleep schedule, and it can bring about feelings of euphoria. And I think that we know with technology, right? If something digital isn't working, we turn it all the way off and turn it back on again. And I have to say that is the most relevant way to describe this float for me, is that my brain turned off, my body turned off, my thoughts turned off in a way that I haven't experienced in other self-care manners. And I just can't wait to do it again. Yeah. So I hope you try something new. Take care of you. That is the self-care message for today, is plan a time, something in the next 60 days where you can try something new to nourish yourself and to tend to yourself and to care for yourself. Next 60 days, do something to care for yourself. And then for your family fun, it is Pi Week, Pi March 14th, 3.14. The inner math geek in me loves this. So have pie for dinner, have pie for lunch. Just enjoy math and numbers. And I'm all for reducing math phobia in the United States. So do something fun with pie. Write all the digits of pie on your sidewalk or on your way to school, if you're walking to school, or recite the pie song. Alexa has some Pi Day raps. Just go all in. Embrace the magic and the beauty of math. Okay, my Alexa is actually talking in another room now. Thank you for being here. Seriously, I am so glad you are here on Earth. So very glad.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.